several what?
Wasps or mosquitoes or ants or bees, several little bees. I'd probably say popped it to me.
What's something that builds a nest like this?
Hornet.
Do y'all have those around here?
Very few. There's a lot of them in the hill country.
What's something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Dirt diver.
Do they sting?
I've never had one to sting. They say they will.
And something that, little yellow and black stripes.
Kind of a bug like runs on the ground.
What's that?
Is it a bug like an ant runs on the ground? We used to call them cow catchers. I don't know why.
I don't think I know what does that look like?
That little yellow and white striped bug. The stripes go around them that way.
Do they sting or?
We never did give them a chance. I never had one to sting me. We'd always kill them. They say they'll bite you. I don't know which end they use, but the one end.
What about a yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket, oh yeah.
What, do they sting pretty bad?
They'll run you 5 miles to keep up with you. I've had them get on me.
Where's their nest?
In the ground, basically, under a stump, predominantly around an old post or something. They have a little honey in their home down there.
Are they kind of a bee or a wasp or what?
I'd have to say they're crossing between a bee and a wasp. They have the characteristics of both, you know. They don't have the characteristics of the bee for their sting, because a bee stings you, he doesn't sting you but once because he pulled his stinger out. The yellow jacket can sit up there and just pop it to you as long as you don't get him off. Just like a wasp, you know, a wasp can sting you more than once. But a bee, if a honeybee ever stings you, that he pulled his stinger out. He leaves it in. It had a barb on it.
It doesn't kill the wasp if it keeps stinging?
Does it kill the wasp if it keeps stinging? No. They say the bee will die, the honeybee will die once he pulls that stinger out. I don't follow him up to see.
He'd say, those boys got mad and what each other?
Hit each other.
Were they?
Fought each other.
Okay. And ever since they were small, they have
fought.
And they'll get mad and they'll
fight.
And you say, that's the book that you bought me for Christmas?
Gave me or bought me for Christmas.
Okay. And you have bought me many books before.
You have bought me many books before or gave me many books before.
And when I'm finished with it, I'll
either return it or give it to you or give it to someone else.
And you've got someone some medicine, and you go in and still see the medicine by their bed. You'd ask them, now why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already
had enough for the day, or I've taken it.
Okay, an hour ago
I took it.
And in another hour I'm going
to take another dose.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground.
Root.
Have you ever heard of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what?
There was an old nigger woman that used to put some kind of vine on my foot when I had a stone bruise on. I walked by her house when I'd go home from school, and I'd generally stop and get a drink of water there, and she asked me why I was limping, and I'd show her, and she said, I'll fix that for you, and she had something there, I don't even know what it was. There's some that my grandfather and them, we had to drink sassafras tea in the fall. I happen to like it. They say it keep you from being sick. I don't know what, you know. You got to drink it. But we still drink it. Not for that reason. I just like the taste of it.